The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, researchers now say that human beings can comfortably have more than 150 friends. How many would you say you have?
Tony Kornheiser, well, let's see, there's you. And have I mentioned you yet? And the truth is that there are times when I think you don't like me either, so I don't really maybe have any friends. It's possible.
Listen,
it's possible.
You got plenty of friends, and these aren't researchers, okay? These are marketers. And you know what I think of the marketing people? These are social media marketing people who want to tell you how many friends you can or can't have. They should shut up and go away.
Yeah, well, I got the socialite. I know I've got him.
You got the socialite?
Yes. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Aaron Rodgers reportedly mocks his GM. The New York Rangers are furious, and could a Super League of Golf succeed where soccer failed? But we begin today with the Bucks again beating the Nets for the second time in 3 days. The Bucks won despite 70 combined points from Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. The Bucks have now won the tiebreaker with the Nets if it comes down to that. Wilbon, you picked the Nets to win this game. How significant are these back-to-back wins for Milwaukee?
Tony, if I go on a scale from 1 to 10, I might say a 6.5. I think they're kind of significant, but both games were in Milwaukee. I mean, we're out of the bubble circumstance. People are going to have games at home and road, and they're going to have to travel. So I think there's that. Of course, Harden still hasn't played yet lately, and we think he's going to be back for the playoffs, but who knows how effective he'll be. But I think Milwaukee's better than they were going into the playoffs each of the last previous 2 years, Tony. You know, I did not like the Bucks to win, and they didn't when they lost to Toronto 2 years ago. You know, I didn't think they'd get to the conference finals last year or anything like that, and they didn't. But I'm changing on them. I'm coming around. I think that Middleton seems to be very comfortable in his role now. I just think that Giannis, there's less pressure. He's not going to be the MVP, and there isn't the crazy amount of pressure on him there was in each of the previous two playoff seasons. So I kind of like Milwaukee now.
Yeah, I would listen to all of that, and then I would ask you why in God's name you picked the Nets to win last night. But I'll just move
one
on
game,
and I'll talk
just
about
one
the
game.
Nets. Yeah, I'll talk about the Nets. The Nets are the most interesting team in the NBA because of the potential that when they get James Harden and Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving together, what they would look like. It's only happened 7 times. Just 7 times.
Yeah.
They're 5-2 at the moment. You know, but, and there's always a but. And this is interesting to me, and I never would have expected this. When they have Kevin Durant out there with Kyrie Irving and no Harden, they're 7-8, Mike.
Yeah,
Those two people were going to be the cornerstone of a franchise that was going to win championships. James Harden was an add-on. He was an add-on. So if they're 7-8 together and James Harden has missed the last 14 games, it tells you why I picked James Harden to be the MVP, doesn't it? Because he seems to be the most important factor.
Tony, I think that's Exhibit A, everything you just laid out as to why you could still vote if you can get past the 14 games missed. I won't get past that. But, Tony, again, part of this is Milwaukee. I think Milwaukee's better. Now, the reason I picked the Nets last night is I didn't think that Milwaukee was going to beat a team that good 2 games in a row. They were able to do it, but the games were at home. Again, both games at home. They got to go to Brooklyn if they face each other, and they could, Tony. They could particularly as the 2 and the 3. I mean, they could face each other in the second round. So fascinating.
You know
yes.
what I wonder about? You know what? You know what I wonder about Steve Nash? I wonder how Steve Nash feels about his first year coaching with all of the potential. But you can't count on Kyrie Irving because he takes personal days. And you can't count on Kevin Durant because he's hit. He's hurt.
Coming back.
I mean, he's
from
been
serious
hurt for
injury.
Over a year.
He's coming back.
And you can't count on Harden right now. You can't. So I wonder how he feels. Just wonder.
It's still fascinating. It's going to be fascinating right down to the playoffs. Things could get dicey on the ice tonight in New York, Tony. 2 nights after Tom Wilson punched one Ranger in the head and threw another one to the ice, the Capitals and the Rangers play again. Wilson was fined but not suspended, which led the Rangers to call for the firing of the NHL's head of player safety, citing, quote, a dereliction of duty, close quote. Ouch. Tony, are you concerned about what we could see tonight in Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena?
So I'll get to that. But to me, the headline here is exactly what you just said. And let me read a quote from the Rangers. We view this as a dereliction of duty by George Parros. He's the head of player safety. And believe he's unfit to continue in his current role. This is an unbelievable escalation. There's no other league where somebody says they stop with the minor thing they're talking about and they say, fire the commissioner. This doesn't happen. It does not happen. And this is because he did not suspend Tom
Wilson. He didn't do
Wilson.
Anything. He stood there if and looked I'm, at it and did nothing because he okay. was a thug when he played.
Well, let me get to that. I'll get to right on that point. But if I'm Gary Bettman, I'm thinking, whoa, what are you people talking? You're not even making the playoffs. What are you talking about? To your point about George Parros, okay? He was an enforcer. He played 474 games. He got in 169 fights. He only scored 36 points. Of course he sided with Wilson. He fashioned himself to be Wilson, though not
Except
as good
he's
as
not
Wilson.
As good. Right.
No, that's Tony, right, not as good.
100%. Look, there's going to be a big fine, okay? The Rangers are going to get hit with a fine many times what they issued to Tom Wilson, the league did, okay?
Sure.
But you know what this was? This was just a slap across the face of the league because the league has lied. The league says, oh, all leagues lie. The NHL and the NFL, when it comes to player safety, let's just add games and add collisions, and we'll tell you we still care about player safety. No. Somebody can call you on that, and the Rangers called Parros on that. If Bettman wants to get mad and have his lieutenants back, so be it. But, Tony, this was the right way to go. The Rangers stood up, unlike Parros in the league. Parros in the league did not stand for two guys who got slammed to the ice, one guy who was getting sucker punched and rabbit punched on the ice. Good for the Rangers.
Yeah. So there should have been a suspension for a variety of reasons. Not just because it was a dirty play and not just because Wilson has done that before. Because afterwards, it was Wilson. He takes off his jersey.
He's flexing.
He stands up. He's crowing. He's cursing. Yes. That is no remorse whatsoever. That's a terrible look for the league. What will happen tonight, I don't actually think
anything's going to happen. We got to address that real quickly, though. The Rangers aren't that kind of team anymore, Tony. There are only a handful of teams, if that many, that keep an enforcer around. Teams don't do it. The Rangers don't have one. So I don't think we expect to see that. But again, good for the Rangers.
While the Super League of European Soccer is dead, the Super League of Golf is alive. According to the British newspaper The Telegraph, Saudi money is backing a new golf league which will offer cash money to Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, Brooks Koepka, and Hideki Matsuyama, among others, to play in a big money limited event tour. Estimates per player have been as high as $30 million just to commit. Wilbon, can you see a Super League of Golf in our future?
I think so, Tony. I think I could see it because we're not Europe. And even though some of those players, even though Rory's name is not in there, but, you know, players can be from all over the world, and they're going to get attraction from this. We've seen it already, Tony, with millions of dollars guaranteed to just come to an event. Happened years and years and years ago when Tiger was, you know, the beneficiary of that. I could see it. We don't have – I mean, we have our own hooligans – and they only care about whether their team wins or not. They don't care about leagues and sponsorship. You know, they don't much care about that. So I don't see them marching on anybody's stadium to make sure it doesn't happen. Tony, Dustin Johnson, he already did this in the desert somewhere and he missed a local desert tournament right here behind me in Arizona in Scottsdale because he took the guarantee. I think those guys are going to get on somebody's G5 or G6 and go from tournament to tournament in the next couple of weeks, and they'll hash it out. They'll figure out what they'll do.
Yeah, so I was thinking when I first heard it that for $30 million you could get anybody because $30 million is a lot of money. But there's a difference with $30 million with Dustin Johnson and Denny McCarthy. Dustin Johnson can probably make $30 million in 4 or 5 years just from tour earnings. That's possible. I thought about this, and I thought that the PGA Tour would stand up and they would scream, if you do this, you can never play for us again. I would take that dare, Mike, because if this league folded, they'd welcome all these guys back because without the really big stars that people like, they're the Corn Ferry Tour. To me, the wild card isn't the PGA Tour because they don't control the majors. To me, the wild card is the Masters and the U.S. Open and the British Open. What are they going to do? And if they decide, I don't care where these guys play as long as they play here, then the league is viable, Mike. Then it's viable.
Tony, let me ask you this. It's a point, historical point of reference. I'm a little too young to remember when the AFL guys, when they went, they left some of them and went to the AFL. Guys were drafted by both, like Joe Namath, who went to the AFL.
Yes.
Was there a threat from the NFL? We don't want to see your faces again. Was there anything like that back in 1960?
Yeah, yes, sure. It's a pro forma threat. But if you can get, if these guys are popular and you can get them back, you get them back. Look, the PGA Tour, what does it really control? The FedEx Cup. What is the FedEx Cup? It's a limited field, big money event. It's the same as the Super
League. Same thing.
So that's why. That's why they're throwing money at players right here now to fight fire with fire. Let's take a break. Coming up, the Broncos are reportedly interested in Aaron Rodgers. Are they really a better option than the Packers?
Well, yeah, if Aaron Rodgers don't want to play for the Packers. And Nikola Jokic and Julius Randle face each other tonight. Tony doesn't like Randle. Which has been more valuable to his team? Don't like
the Knicks guy. If you're a pro golfer now, if you're a big-time golfer, go out in your backyard and hold your hands out. And
money
will come.
Money at you, baby.
Just catch the money.
Pardon the interruption is presented by Toyota. Let's go places.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You are watching Pardon the Interruption, presented by Toyota.
Time for toss-up. Two men enter, one of them leaves, finishes the show, then checks the weather forecast several times an hour, because when you're older, you get obsessed with the weather. What's first?
Toss-up. If you're Aaron Rodgers, would you rather play for the Packers or the Broncos?
So this comes about, Mike, because a lot of reports out there say that the Broncos are readying a very big package, very interested in getting Rodgers. One of the smaller reports is that Rodgers' fiance, Shailene Woodley, spends a lot of time in Colorado just chilling. There's also a report, which is fascinating, that Rodgers has isolated his anger to the general manager of Green Bay, who he refers to as Jerry Krause.
Jerry Krause. How great is that?
So if that's true, this is very simple. Get rid of the general manager, because a general manager is a dime a dozen when compared to a Hall of Fame quarterback. If Aaron Rodgers is willing to stay there and you just boot this guy, I don't think that should be hard at all. I don't know his fascination with Denver, Mike. Here are the records of the Broncos the last 4 years, 5-11, 6-10, 7-9, and 5-11. Where are you going there? If it's just about the GM, move on and stay with the Packers.
The Bulls went through several championship seasons where they hated the GM and called Krause crumbs Krause. They didn't go anywhere, so I don't know about that analogy. Let me say this. If I ranked all the places, all the cities, the localities, and how fanatic they were about their team, the loyalty, the passion, if the Packers are going to be in the top five, if not the top three, and maybe one.
So is Denver.
So is Denver.
Denver
is right there. Rodgers should play wherever he can do a great State Farm ad. The mountains in the back would be really good for that.
Next.
Toss up, they play tonight. More valuable to his team, Nikola Jokic or Julius Randle?
So, I mean, I think it's Jokic. Since Jamal Murray went out, that team is 9-2. One person on this show said of Jamal Murray last year, he's a superstar.
Yes,
if they're 9-2 without him, how much greater of a superstar is Jokic? Now, you can make the case for Randle. Randle's having a great year. The Knicks are having such a wonderful season. It's lovely. And you can make the case with Randle that he's lifting more dead weight than Jokic is, Mike. But when you look at the numbers, Randle, 24 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists. But Jokic, 26, 11, and 9. So to me, it's Jokic.
Yeah, Tony, I do have a ballot, and it's due relatively soon. And I think Jokic is going to be atop it. And I think Randle's going to be third. We can talk later about who right now I have as number two. But Tony Randle,
I know who you have.
Listen, I know Tibbs. Tibbs is probably, Monty Williams is right there. Tibbs is coach of the year, right? And my man Derrick Rose, who you refuse to credit, they're 21-8. No, the Utah's starting to, they're starting to drop off a little bit. Maybe they peaked too early. But Derrick Rose, they're 21-8 since he got to the Knicks and he's in the lineup, Tony. But Randle has been a wonder. You couldn't identify Randle, as you used to say, if he walked into the studio wearing a jersey that said Randle. You would have said, is it Tony Randle? I can make the case, and I just did, for Randle, even though I'm a vote for Jokic.
Tony Randle would be so great in a Knicks uniform. That's it. Let's take one last break. Still to come, Yankee fans, let the Astros have it.
And could Nate Bjorkgren's first season as coach of the Pacers be his last? Tony, where Tony Randle go to school?
Oh, Northwestern. And Tibbs say, that's not this. It's garbage. It's garbage. And throw it right across the room against the wall.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Toyota. Let's go places.
Happy time, people. Happy 36th birthday tomorrow, Chris Paul. As accomplished a player as he is, Paul has never made the NBA Finals. And it always causes me to wonder what would have happened had not David Stern blocked Paul's trade from New Orleans to the Lakers in 2011. Paul would have played with Kobe. It feels like they would have had a chance at a title or two. Instead, Paul was remanded to the Clippers, who did not have Kobe. From the Clippers, Paul went to Houston, then to Oklahoma City, and now Phoenix. He has picked up many accolades along the way, including being an All-Star 11 times, but no rings. Last year in Oklahoma City and this year in Phoenix, I would have had Paul near the top of my MVP ballot. He's fifth all-time in assists and steals, and he's headed to the Hall of Fame. On a personal note, the birthdays on May 5th were so weak, I lobbied for my late Uncle Boots and my first dog, the Puna. Shout out, Puna.
Tony, that David Stern negating of that trade to be with the Lakers and Kobe, that was David Stern's worst move in a whole generation, a tenure of great moves, that and leaving Vancouver. But Chris Paul, I know, has had some difficult luck. He had that hamstring injury when he was to Houston. They probably up in that series would have eliminated Golden State. At least I think they would have. Chris Paul, if that team finishes with the top record in all of the NBA, I might put Chris Paul one for MVP. Because what's the difference between not making the playoffs and being one in the league? Him, Chris Paul. As great as Devin Booker's been, it's Chris Paul.
Happy anniversary, LeBron James. On this day 8 years ago, LeBron James won his fourth MVP. He has not won the award since. He's finished second three times and third twice. This is a joke, right? LeBron James has been the best basketball player in the world for about the last 15 years. He proved it again last year by winning the NBA championship. Not only is LeBron the best player, but he's the most important player. He actually moves the needle. How is it possible that LeBron, who has been to 10 finals, hasn't won the MVP since 2013? So he didn't win it in his return to Cleveland when he brought that city the only basketball championship they've ever had? He finished second to Steph Curry? Kareem has six MVPs. Jordan has five. LeBron has four. Jordan should have 10. LeBron should have 10. Giannis Antetokounmpo has two of these. What has he won? Anyone who has a vote and hasn't voted for LeBron in the last 8 years should come forward and be stripped of their vote.
Do I need to remind you, as long as you've been hanging around sports and media and voting, that it's a regular season award? You don't vote for it after LeBron says, "This is for Cleveland," and wins it. You vote 2 months earlier than that. Get with the program, stop whining. Yes, LeBron is the MVP almost every year.
Should have 10. Happy trails to game one in the Bronx for the Astros. Yankee fans waited a long time for this, and they let the Astros have it. There may have been only 10,850 fans in the stands because of virus protocols, but it seemed like every other one of them had a mean sign or an inflatable garbage can to taunt the Astros for cheating. And just as an aside, who knew that the inflatable garbage can was such a growth industry? After the 7-3 Yankee win, Aaron Boone said, quote, "It felt like a playoff atmosphere." Yankee fans believe the Astros were not only cheating in 2017, which has been admitted, but in 2019 also. Both years, the Astros bounced the Yankees from the playoffs. Yankee fans were especially vicious to Jose Altuve, repeatedly chanting two words at him, the last of which was Altuve.
I know, Mr. New York, that you care about this, and I get it, but you know what? Yankee fans and Duke fans, those fans, I don't have enough energy left to care about anything they do or say.
I'm glad what they did last night because the Astros, in fact, cheated. One omission, the New York Rangers fired GM Jeff Gorton and president of hockey operations John Davidson.
Get rid of people.
So if they can't get Parros to just take their own out? Is that what they're going to do?
Apparently.
Wow. Let's go to the big finish.
Let's
Pacers
do it.
Pacers coach Nate Bjorkgren reportedly has an uncertain future with that club. Your thoughts?
The roster seems to have been injured. Somebody important in that roster every game. I don't even know how you can tell, even though he's got some issues there. Apparently communicating, The Athletic reports that Terry Stotts' time as coach of the Blazers is increasingly expected to come to an end. That surprises me. What about you?
No, it surprises me. I always thought he did a pretty good job in a very hard conference.
Yeah.
Plus, he's a PTI fan, so you know I'm going to like him. The Blue Jays will move their home field from Florida to Buffalo in June. You okay with that?
Inching in the right direction. I hope all the Toronto teams can at some point soon play in Toronto, one of my favorite cities in the world. Shohei Ohtani is pitching and hitting tonight against the Rays. I know you're excited.
I am. Look, he's not Babe Ruth, but he's doing the things Babe Ruth did. So of a sort, he's Babe Ruth. He's not Babe Ruth. Last one, your Suns go for their sixth straight win tonight against the Hawks. Do you like their chances?
You know I'm rooting for the Suns, but Tony, Atlanta's good. And Atlanta needs this game, and the game's in Atlanta. Phoenix can't win every game. I'd like them to, though.
We're out of time. We will try and do better the next time, and I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's SportsCenter.
Wilbon, let's wish Shannon Kelleher a happy birthday today.
Shannon! Huh? So much younger than her husband.